When I first arrived in St. Louis, I'll have to admit, I was kind of like a bull in a china shop. I had spent over 2 years focused on print journalism and had relegated my degree in broadcasting to a once-a-week volunteer producer gig at a small but mighty radio station. I enjoyed and had learned a lot in my current job, but was dying to do more of my reporting from behind a microphone. So when this opportunity came along, the chance to take an inaugural position and craft it into something new and insightful, I ran with it. Unfortunately, it's hard to run very far when you literally don't know where you're going. It seemed that the Maps app on my phone and I had become best friends in a matter of days, and I still found myself taking the wrong exits whenever I had to travel somewhere outside of the UMSL offices. I had only been here for a few weeks when I had a meeting with Don Suggs, the editor-in-chief of the St. Louis American. I figured with his history in the city and seasoned perspective on life, he'd have a lot of insight to offer me. And he did. We talked everything from art to aging, and as I got ready to leave, he left me with a gem of a quote. "Make good use of your time. There's a lot to be done here." Looking back, I don't quite know what in particular he was focused on when he said that, but it empowered me. I took those words, printed them to a sign that I taped up my desk, and I got to work. I took advantage of my outsider status and plugged into the events and ideas that attracted me the most. A lot of my great ideas were fielded to me by my colleague Rachel Lipman, who had come back from weekly Board of Aldermen meetings with just enough of a story idea for me to run with. That's how I found out about Kathy Hall, the first female scoutmaster for the Boy Scouts of America, who was forced to hide her identity because of her race. That was a shocker, but it helped me to hit my stride. Tapping back into my fondness for and experience in covering the performing arts, I was turned on to a new venue down on Cherokee Street, one of my new favorite corridors to explore. Blank Space is more than just a name left to interpretation. It's a place that, by trial and error, is hoping to do it all for the community and still be a cool place to hang. Soon after that, I became acquainted with Tef Poe, a rapper who works hard and in today's classic jack-of-all-trades fashion is also a blogger and social activist. To me, he stands for the future of St. Louis, ambitious, honest, and ready to make waves despite the critics. If creativity is brimming in South City, then change for the better is the motto that I've observed in North St. Louis. Within that region are people who are excited to offer up a piece of history and bring their neighbors basic outlets that others might not think twice about. A farmer's market with live music, a sit-down diner-style restaurant, a garden of sweet potatoes for youth to harvest and cook, and, the most ubiquitous idea of them all, a regular everyday coffee shop. From Covenant Blue to Old North, these citizens are demonstrating that they don't need permission to provide a quality of life for themselves that they deserve. When I decided to focus on a story, I tried to remember to bring to it the spirit of Margaret Bush Wilson, the late civil rights lawyer who helped make my fellowship possible. I hate that I never got the chance to meet her, but I know that she had fire, she had passion, and she didn't tolerate ignorance. She loved and believed in St. Louis and saw opportunity where others saw tension. I have had an unforgettable year here, and am grateful for every encounter from every person that I've met. There's a lot of opportunity in this city, and I hope that the work that I've done is helping to leave it better than I found it. Thank you. For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Erin Williams.